Section 12, Basic Control Skills Test. This section covers Basic Control Skills Test Scoring, Basic Control Skills Test Exercises. For the Basic Control Skills Test, you will demonstrate basic skills in controlling a commercial vehicle and judging its positions in relation to other objects. It tests for the basic skills needed for safe control and operation of the vehicle. The types of judgment and skills required for these basic control skills are also required in many different driving situations. You will receive points for changing direction to gain a better position, crossing over or touching boundary lines or cones, and for your final position. You may be permitted to exit the vehicle to check around the vehicle during backing exercises. When entering exiting the vehicle, you must set your parking brake, place the vehicle in neutral, and safely exit/enter by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact at all times. When entering/exiting a bus, face forward and maintain a firm grasp on the handrail. If at any time you open the door, move from a seated position when in physical control of the vehicle or on a bus, walk to the back to get a better view. You will be scored for a look. You will receive specific instructions for each exercise prior to performing them. You will have an opportunity to ask questions. You must complete the exercise as directed. If you see the examiner raise their hand like this, stop and return your vehicle within the exercise boundary lines. Your basic control skills test will include the following exercises, either off-road or somewhere on the street during the road test. Step 1, forward stop. Step 2, straight line backing. Step 3, forward offset tracking. And step 4, reverse offset backing. These exercises are shown in figures 12.1 through 12.4 on page 12-4. 12.1, scoring. During the basic control skills test exercises, you will be scored for pull-ups, pulling forward on a backing exercise to clear an encroachment or to get a better position is scored as a pull-up. These exercises include exercise 2, straight line backing, and exercise 4, reverse offset backing. The examiner will score the number of times you pull up. Stopping without changing direction does not count as a pull-up. You will not be penalized for initial pull-ups. However, an excessive number of pull-ups will count as errors. Your examiner will cover pull-ups when giving instructions for these exercises. Encroachments, crossing over or touching exercise boundary lines or cones with any portion of your vehicle other than the vehicle's mirrors, door, or fender, or other unique vehicle parts at door mirror height or higher, such as a bucket truck, is scored as an encroachment. Unique parts below door mirror height are counted as an encroachment. If you have encroached, the examiner will stop you and you must return the vehicle within the exercise boundaries. You must stop immediately when signaled by the examiner. The examiner will score the number of times you touch or cross over an exercise boundary line or cone. Each encroachment will count as an error. Looks. Exiting the vehicle while performing an exercise to check the vehicle's position while backing. You may be permitted to safely stop and exit the vehicle to check the external positions of the vehicle. Look. When doing so, you must set the parking brakes and place the vehicle in neutral park. Then, when exiting/entering the vehicle, you must do so safely by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact with the vehicle at all times. When exiting/entering a bus, you may face forward and maintain a firm grasp on the handrail. If you do not safely secure the vehicle or safely exit/enter the vehicle, it may result in an automatic failure for an unsafe act. Next page, page 12-2. If you open your door or move from a seated position, it will count as a look. If you open your door while the vehicle is moving, not in neutral and park, it may result in an automatic failure for an unsafe act. On a bus, if you walk to the back of the bus to get a better view, it will count as a look. You may be allowed a maximum of 1 free look on exercise 2, straight line backing, and 2 free looks on exercise 4, reverse offset backing, to check the position of your vehicle. Your examiner will cover looks when giving instructions for these exercises. Final position, the final position of the vehicle for backing exercises. You will be scored for final vehicle position on exercise 2, straight line backing, and on exercise 4, reverse offset backing. Upon completion of an exercise, set the parking brake, place the vehicle in neutral slash park, and sound the horn indicating you have completed the exercise. It is important that you finish each exercise exactly as the examiner has instructed. Your vehicle must be within final exercise boundaries, other than mirrors and unique vehicle parts, higher than the door mirrors, such as a bucket truck. If you do not maneuver the vehicle into its final position as described by the examiner, you will be penalized and will fail the basic control skills test. You must complete the exercises as directed. Failure to follow instructions or unsafe act. Failure to follow examiner instructions for completing the exercise as directed may result in an automatic failure and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Always follow the examiner instructions and directions. If you do not understand the instructions or understand how to complete the exercises, ask the examiner for clarification. You may ask the examiner to walk you through the exercise area. Committing an unsafe act, E.G., forgetting to set the parking brake or opening the door while in motion, may result in an automatic failure for an unsafe act, and the test may be terminated by the examiner. Safety of the driver, the examiner, and the testing area is of the highest priority. Always think safety.